Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the podcast, Arena of Life, with your homie Arena Vincent, or the Arena of Life with Arena Vincent. There you go. That's the official title. So how's everybody doing out there? Like I said, man, I'm lagging it big time. I understand that. And the only reason why I'm lagging it, because it's, like I said, I don't record no, all the time now, you know. Usually now I'm listening to a little bit more podcasts and stuff like that. And like I said, I'd always say that I want to. Ow, there you go. Turn the car on in the car on my lunch break. See, like I said, I'm always trying to multitask, man. And that's the thing I kind of wanted to stay away from. But I noticed that, you know, when I'm at home, sometimes I'm not going to do no social media stuff. Even though I should, I don't, you know, it's crazy. And I think that's, like I said, I'm going to go back to that issue. It's going to be a broken record sometimes, man. I'm going to talk about certain things. And it'll sound like a broken record, like, man, Arena Vincent, don't you talk about other stuff? And yo, all right, I'll probably do a quick movie review on some stuff. And I went to go see that movie. Don't Worry, Darling. I guess Olivia Wilde is the director of it. I think it's her second movie. I'm going to keep it real. I don't need to say spoiler alert because I'm not going to spoil it or anything like that. Been going to the movies a little bit more often, a little bit. Hey man, gotta get that Regal. Get that Regal Edwards, that Regal Unlimited Pass. Pay for the unlimited, man. It's just $23 a month or $24 a month. And you can go see as many movies as you can. And there's no limit. You can go watch more than 3 movies a day. It's pretty cool. And if you have that unlimited pass, sometimes they'll let you bring a guest for free. You gotta look in like your little, if you get the Regal Unlimited Pass. I'm not sponsored by them. Don't worry. I'm not getting no money from them or nothing. Like, I'm just saying, it is a great app. It's a great investment if you like to go watch movies at the movies. You know what I mean? So that's I went to saw that. Don't Worry, Darling. Yeah, because you've seen so many damn,
right back, guys. You've seen so many,
previews for it. As much as I have going to see other movies, that I was like, man, you know what? I can't wait till this movie comes out. I want to check it out. I want to see what it's about, you know? And it's a pretty trip, man. It's a trip. I'll keep it real, though, without giving anything. Because if I was going to do spoiler alert, I would say spoiler alert. And I'll put it in the descriptions. But I'm not going to spoil nothing. Because it's a trip. It's just a little draggy. It's a little draggy. Like, that kind of keeps going a little bit. But when you think the movie's going to end, it doesn't. I like that part. You know, when you think, hey, you can end it like this, it doesn't end like there. And it gives you a little bit more background. And it in a way, is a little disappointing because you think it's something else. Like, you think, what are they doing out there in the desert? You know what I mean? What kind of things are they doing? Because the husbands leave the wives at home and they go work, you know, go to work as, you know, whatever field they're in. Doing these things, and it's a trip, man. Once you know, I would love to talk about it with somebody who's seen it, like to talk about, because sometimes I'll talk about it with my wife. Me and my wife gonna go see it, and then we kind of talk about like the movie afterwards. If it, you know, sometimes, you know, it's pretty cool. It's a good, I liked it. A little draggy. I know there's supposedly like a bunch of controversy with the, like, I guess supposedly the main actress, the star of the movie, she didn't really like promoting the movie. She wasn't making a big deal about the movie. I don't know what happened there. And then supposedly, what's that about those names? Harry Styles supposedly spit on Chris Payne or whatever the fuck the other guy actor's name is. At a viewing, something like that. That's a supposed rumor. But both of them denied it, whatever. And then supposedly Olivia Wilde was sleeping with or had a relationship with Harry Styles that kind of went downhill. And now they, like, I guess suppose they were, a staffer wanted them to take a picture and together, for one of these film, you know, film openings, and they kind of looked awkward. They didn't want to do that. They didn't do it. So I don't know. So of course, off the, but the movie itself, it's all right. I'll give it's a pretty cool movie. It's a trip. How you can do that. But then I started deep thinking. It's like, man, that would suck though, man, because you would think you're doing like, I can't ruin it. So I'm not gonna do it. I probably might do a standalone podcast episode just about the movie, but I saw that movie. I think it was all right. I think it's a good movie. I'll give you it's a good movie. A little draggy, and I don't mean in a bad sense. It just kind of keeps stringing you along, and you want to know more. But it's good enough to keep your attention, you know. So some people say it's not. Some people, I don't know. But I like the movie, you know. Some you can go off what people say, but at the end of the day, go watch the movie yourself, you know, or bootleg it, whatever. You don't want to do that. Because, you know, I get it. Some people want to know what the fuck people are talking about. You know? They want to be like, hey, what are they talking about? I need to go see this, watch this movie or watch this show. I need to go. So I get all that. But anyway, man. So, yeah, movies are cool, man. Check out the Regal app. I think I've talked about it before. It's worth it. $23. Get the unlimited. And you can either buy a movie before you go to the theater. It's going to cost like 50 cents. Or you can just wait till you get to the theater, go to the concession stand. That's where you buy tickets as well now. Or you can go to, most theaters now have a little kiosk so you can self-serve yourself if you just want to get tickets. You know what I mean? You don't have to stand in line. Because the only bad part about getting the tickets through the concessions, sometimes you got to wait because motherfuckers are getting the concessions, like the popcorn and drinks and shit. So it's good and bad. But I recommend it, man. If you want to take people to movies, go watch movies with a significant other, with your friends, family, whoever, man, to get the app, it's worth it. If you add it all up, just round it up to $25. $25. Just make it worth it. So what I would say is go watch at least 3 movies a month. You made it worth it. You know, they do have a matinee, like Regal Edwards. I think Regal has like a matinee movie or like a Tuesday night where it's $5 tickets or something like that. So if you do that, then, oh, yeah, I'm going to go watch all my movies on Tuesday or whatever. But no. This doesn't matter what day. Some of the Phantom Event movies are, they do charge. So you just got to look for that. So that's the only bad part. That some of the Phantom Events, they do charge. But sometimes they give you a discount because you have a Regal Unlimited member. So instead of paying $12 for a ticket, you're only going to pay $3 for a ticket. You know what I mean? And then sometimes some Phantom Events are free. So you just got to look, man. It's pretty cool. A lot of the Phantom Events, 7 p.m. on a weekday or 7 p.m. There's always 7 p.m. start times for certain events. And so that kind of sucks if you have to work, you know, if you're a swing shift person or something like that. But, you know, I would recommend it. It's pretty cool. It adds up. It saves up your ticket stubs to a point. And then it's just a cool app to have. So I recommend that service. But you got to make it worth it, though. So at least you got to go at least see 3 movies a month, at least. If you're not going to see that much, I would say don't do it then. But to me, it's like, hey, man, why are you going to spend fucking $12-$15 on a ticket when you can get the Regal Unlimited and you can go see as many movies you want for free, you know? So I think it's pretty cool. But anyway, man, that's what I wanted to briefly talk about that. I was thinking, like I said, doing a standalone podcast on that, on the whole bye-bye, Don't Worry, Darling movie, because I thought the movie was good. A little draggy, like I said, I told my wife, it was a little draggy, but other than that, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. It's cool, you know? Anyway, so, man, check out, I want to say a quick shout out to the Bart Winkler Show podcast. It's called the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Shout him out. Go check him out. Talks about great sports talk. If you're a Packers fan, Brewer fan, not as much, but it's a podcast, so they cuss a little bit. It's sports talk, real quick, and the type of humor it's fun sports talk, man. It's not this serious bullshit, boring shit where people just talk about sports and that's it. They don't go out. It's a podcast. He used to be on a CBS sports radio affiliate in Wisconsin called, WSSP 1250 AM, the Fan. I think then it tried to, and an Odyssey station, and I guess Odyssey, the station still exists, but I guess Odyssey decided, the company who owns that now or whatever, decided to cut the local programming. That means they got rid of all local shows. And this is a national show. National shows are kind of boring sometimes. ESPN does that a lot. ESPN has a lot of fucking stations that have little to no local shows. Only maybe an afternoon show or a morning show. That's it. But usually, they have an afternoon show. Because ESPN already has a morning, morning show lineup set up that they want you to listen to. But anyway, man, ESPN LA, I'm in California, so I'm in Orange County, 714 Orange County, California. We're not LA, so I hate when people get it twisted. We're not LA County, we're not Riverside County, we're not San Bernardino County, and we're not San Diego County. We are Orange County. We are, LA County is to the north, San Diego County is to the south, and Riverside and San Bernardino are to the east of us. You know what I mean? So I get the mix up. A lot of people think, oh, you're in LA because the fucking Angels changed their goddamn name to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. The owner, Artur Moreno, did that because he wanted to take over the LA market because at the time he became owner, the Angels were still a good team and the Dodgers sucked. They weren't a good team. The Angels were coming off their World Series title win. I believe when he took over, or a couple years removed from winning the World Series in 2002. So Artur Moreno bought the team, and he had some plan to say, hey, let's call it the Los Angeles Angels because we want to take over the Los Angeles market. He wanted to somehow claw his way in to grab Los Angeles market people. You know what I mean? Which it kind of didn't work. And then he alienated the Orange County squad, the Orange County people. And that's the bad part, you know. And I get it. People are going to say, oh, Orange County is for white people. And yes, Orange County was a suburb to L.A. But there's still La Raza here. And for all the white people don't know what that means. It's like, there's still a hint that there's people. I mean, La Raza just means race. But it's more conclusive to Hispanic, Latino, Mexican, Mexican, Chicano, Mexican-American people. We use that word a lot. Chicano or Viva La Raza. The Mexicans used to say that. Our Mexicans say that, you know what I mean? So that's why I use that in a slang way, that there's people here. There's people of color who are down with the Angels. There's people of color who call Santa Ana, who call Anaheim home, who call Orange County home. And they're colored. They're not whitewashed. They're not uppity. They are the same type of people, you know what I mean? And I get it, but that's a stereotype. Orange County is for white people, and LA County is LA County. But Orange County is very diverse. Of course, I'm going to keep it real. All the rich folk, a lot of the rich folk in Orange County, they all live in South County. That means going towards, like San Diego area, San Juan Capistrano, San Clemente, Irvine. I would say Irvine's the start of rich white people land. Irvine, Newport Beach, all the court, Huntington Beach, kind of, but not Irvine, Newport Beach, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Hills. Aliso Viejo, Mission Viejo, fucking Rancho Santa Margarita, fucking Coto de Caza, all that shit, all that South County shit, that's basically rich people land. And, you know, I'm not saying it's white people, it's a mix of everything. And then Villa Park, the city of Villa Park is right in the middle of like the city of Orange, and kind of touches Anaheim as well. That's the funny part, or Anaheim Hills. But Villa Park's funny, too. They think they're rich folks. You know what I mean? But I get it. Nice little areas, nice houses, whatever. And Anaheim Hills, upper middle class, rich folks. But I'm telling you, Orange County, as for me, I might be wrong. Somebody said, oh, you're completely wrong. South County, that's where you get the rich Republicans. You want to get political and start saying that, right? But that's the way they go, South County. Of course, there's still pockets everywhere. But majority, that's the way you look at it. If you South County, South Orange County is like the rich folk, the Republican strongholds, all that type of thing. Some people would still say white people, but it's all mixed now, man. It's all mixed. But, certain places. So, but anyway, man, going back to it, Orange County, that's why I just brought that up because, like, it's frustrating, man, because we have a radio station. AM 830 Angel Station. I think they play Raider games. And I don't know if they play Raider games or first 49er games. I know they do Notre Dame. They carry all the Notre Dame games too. But it's an ESPN affiliate. So ESPN plays their national shit on there when there's no local shows or no local sports coverage, which is all right. But like, it sucks because there's 710 ESPN, then there's AM 830 ESPN radio, and then in Orange County, we can hear the Mighty 1090, which used to be called the Mighty 1090, and it used to carry San Diego sports, like local shows, but it used to be, I don't think it was affiliated with ESPN. That shit got knocked off the air. A couple years back, they got rid of its local, the local sports coverage on the sports shows. And then it's funny because that station, the Mighty 1090, actually broadcasts out of Baja, Mexico, I believe. Because the commercials, because in radio, all the radio people know this or whatever, broadcast people. You have to, you know, tell people like your call sign every hour. You have to identify yourself for FCC purposes or whatever. So that's why you hear that funny like advertising of the radio station saying their call letters and all that. So the one, the Mighty 1090, I remember all the time, used to be in Spanish and it's the Baja California or Baja, you know, area and all that. But that signal was so strong. You can motherfuckers hear the Mighty 1090 all the way up to like fucking like almost Bakersfield or more, you know, supposedly. But it was a good signal because I can hear in Orange County. And before, they used to carry the Padre games, so it was cool. But now, that, it got taken over. And then it was kind of like not independent sports, but he had sports betting. He had a Pharrell on the bench. He had Pharrell coast to coast. And then I guess ESPN affiliated itself with it now. So now, as a person living in Orange County, California, I get motherfucking ESPN radio and three fucking different sports stations that I got. So it's kind of frustrating because they're basically playing the same three radio stations are playing the same three fucking shows, man. Like the same three, same show. It's maybe a little delayed on each one. Each one's a little bit different. So that's frustrating. That's the shit that I don't like. You know, I get it. ESPN is cool. And if they're going to carry more local sports, they're going to carry specific teams, like put them on the game. That's cool. But like after a while, that shit's whack, man. Because I don't want to hear the same fucking show. That's the reason why I liked it when the lineup was different. Before the Mighty 1090 got, you know, left and then came back, they used to have their own San Diego local show. Talked about San Diego sports and, of course, all the sports. So that was cool in the mornings. And then, of course, AM 830 was carrying ESPN shit. And then AM 710 was carrying ESPN shit. And then, of course, we have AM 570, Dodgers, that's Fox Sports Radio. So they had their thing. So at least there was a variety, something to listen to. But now you get fucking stuck. And if you like that shit or not, I don't mind it. Like, I listen to Bart and Hahn. They're all right if I'm up around that time. Like I said, I ain't a fan of Colin Cowherd. I don't listen to Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick's cool. His show's cool. But I just don't listen to it. It's kind of boring to me. Like, he kind of funny, the Danettes and the Passion Bucket and shit. But I don't know. I'm just not feeling him. You know what I mean? I'll listen to it if I have to. That's the only thing I listen to. Cool. The Colin Cowherd's whack. Boring. I don't give a shit about that fool. You know what I mean? I try to listen to some of his takes or some of his stuff. I don't know. It's just something about him. Like, I didn't, you know, whatever. And not because he got booted off ESPN for basically calling Latin American players stupid. In a way, but in a different way, the way he put it. But whatever, man. Like, you know, everybody got their stick. You're famous. So Fox Sports Radio's morning lineup is fucking stacked up. You know what I mean? Only people I like on Fox Sports Radio is Petros and Money. Yeah, Petros and Money, man. See, they were funny. And then that's some funny shit. But of course, Fox Sports Radio got all sorts of other different things, like all around. They have different how would you say this? Different shows that are in local markets that you can check out on. You know what I mean? So that's just cool. I used to have Jim Moore. Fuck that fucking comedian. He used to have a sports show too. That shit was funny as fuck too. You know what I mean? So you just gotta look and find some. But that's the frustrating part. If that's all you have, radio, and that's all you can listen to. It kind of gets boring. Kind of gets a little bit. But anyway, man, I just wanted to talk about the sports radio station, because that shit got on my mind a little bit, man. I was like, come on, man. Give the local. But I bring it back to Bart Winkler, the Bart Winkler Show podcast now. That's what it's called, the Bart Winkler Show. Check him out. If you're a Packer fan, check him out. If you're a sports fan, check him out. He's pretty cool, man. He's funny. He's not a comedian, but he's funny. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a comedian. It's not his profession. He's a broadcaster. He wanted to do radio. But then what happened to them? All the local talent got booted off. They got rid of all the local talent for that station. Some of the local talent moved on to, I think, ESPN affiliate over there and all that. But Bart, this is Bart Winkler, man. This motherfucker's funny. He's a white guy. You get it, man. You know. But this motherfucker was down for his radio station. So he kind of burnt some of the bridges, like by making fun of the other radio stations to a point, or and getting into Twitter wars and shit, and then bringing it on the air and talking about it. I like that shit. That's the shit I like. I don't always agree with him. Like, he has a take on the whole 1982 Brewers, why they keep celebrating the team who lost the World Series. And I say, Bart, they only, like, in my mind, I say, they're celebrating the fact, they're not wording it right. They need to celebrate the fact that they are the 1982 American League champions, not the World Series. You know, I get it, but it's some stuff like that. So little things like that. But check them out, man. It's called the Bart Winkler Show podcast. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. So check them out. I might put a link in my description. But it's a great podcast. And of course, he even said he's doing it. And this guy is fucking legit. He got his own phone number. He can leave voicemails. And he plays them on his podcast. He'll throw out the link to go live with him when he's recording. And he has his own YouTube channel now, too. So not all the podcasts are recorded on YouTube, but some of them are. So he's balancing it out. It's his first time doing podcasting. And he jokes around about how he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing sometimes. Or he doesn't know what to do or what to play and all that. And I like it, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's funny. And Bart Winkler, you know, you got love over here. You know, and keep doing what you're doing, man. That's all I got to say. I check that out if you can. Anybody who's listening to this. Great sports talk. Because I told you, man, this is the arena of life. So your homie Arena Vince is going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about life. We'll talk about movies. We'll talk about all sorts of shit. That's my stick. That's what I wanted to go for. So that's what we're doing. So I'm recommending the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Check him out. He has all the people that used to be on his show. They come and make guest spots here and there. And you can even be on the goddamn show too. You know what I mean? You want to talk some Packers, or you want to go in there and talk shit on the Packers? He'll probably let you on too. Because he lets people on the radio, his radio show all the time too, man. So that's what makes him cool. He's very accessible. It's not no fucking stuck up, I want to say Jim Rome, but you know, he let people on before, but you know what I mean, where there's stations where the motherfuckers don't even take calls. And I get that, because that's not their style. But I like it because you can bounce shit off callers can give you great ideas, other people can be there. Look at me, I'm doing this goddamn podcast, and I'm by myself most of the time. And Bart said he was down to collaborate, and now the ball's in my court. Now I got to get these questions prepared, and I got to get in, let's talk about it, let's collaborate. And then, of course, he said, if he collaborates with me, he's going to record it as an episode for him, too. And I was like, in my head, he didn't say that directly, but he said that in general. I got his podcast, and I was like, hey, fuck, go ahead, man. It's all good with me, shit. You know, but, I look forward to that. So the podcast, man, I look forward to doing it. Like I said, I do once a month episodes, and I try it. You know me, man. I'm going to push this to the last fucking day of the month before I release it, most likely, because I want to add on a little bit more. Because the first segment, what we talk about, I'm recommending Bart Winkler Show podcast. Check it out. Great sports talks. My frustration when radio stations or sports radio stations all affiliate with one major sports company. You know what I mean? Because then they have these rules where you can't interview certain people, supposedly. And then, okay, go back to it. AM 830, ESPN Radio, Angels radio station. Because they play home with the Anaheim Angels or Los Angeles Angels Anaheim. What the fuck you want to call them? It's Anaheim Angels, right? They have a show, the Roger Lodge Sports Lodge. Roger Lodge, if you don't know who it is, motherfucker. If you remember Blind Date, that show that would come on like around 3 or 3:30 p.m. in the afternoons. And it's too, like, maybe came on later. But I remember, man, because, you know, hey, you know, sometimes you can see some of the girls on there. You know, especially you go to the hot tub, they be looking, you know, their booty be hanging out a little bit, nice booby. And don't lie, motherfucker. We know what we're watching it for sometimes, all right? It was funny, but, okay, Roger Lodge, he was the host of Blind Date. So, but now he talks sports in the Sports Lodge. Some Angel fans don't really care for him because he's too, some people say he kind of toes the company line. Too much of the positivity or too much not keeping it real, you know, not getting ultimately frustrated with, you know, like, oh, you know, it's another day for the Angels. Go Halos, you know, get my Halo honk line, you know, and but I showed up, man. He he'll throw in things like he'll represent certain streets in Anaheim, like the Catella crazies and all that. But, you know, a lot of some true Anaheim Angel fans kind of don't like him because, again, that happy go lucky. Too much positivity bullshit, you know. I don't mind him. He still represents for the Angels. He does talk about the Angels. Local people call in and he'll, represent to a point. But he's not even from. You know, he went to UCLA. He's a Blind Date guy. And he knows John Stamos. That motherfucker all the time brings that motherfucker up, you know. But, yeah, the Blind Date guy, he hosts a radio station out here. And it's cool, but that's the only Angels talk we get. And that's the problem, man. There's no fucking podcast for the Angels talk. There's a shout out to Halos in the Infield. Halos in the Infield, they do a podcast and they do a YouTube channel as well. Talk about the Angel games. Usually they go live after each Halo, after each game. And they're cool because they one of the hardcore Angel fans that they ain't afraid to speak their mind. So shout out to them. Angel Central, that's what I found first. I think Angel Central is they kind of like clicked up with Halos in the Infield. Oh, I don't know what the fuck happened there, but Angel Central, I used to listen to them more, but then they stopped like posting a lot. They stopped posting. And then one of the guys, Todd Fox, he ended up going with Halos in the Infield and, you know, rolling with them more. So supposedly Angels Central is still around, but, you know, it's great Angels talk. You know what I mean? Angels baseball, you know, if you're an Angel baseball fan, I recommend that. Another just fan's perspective and stuff like that. But yeah, man, so that's what I get frustrated at. There's not a lot, you know. And plus, ESPN, AMA 30 don't even podcast their fucking shows. So if I wanted to go back and listen to Roger Lodge's show, I can't. And that's the thing. That's a very disservice you're doing to your fans. You know what I mean? Because not everybody can listen all at the same time. And I get it. That's what they like. That's what the radio's about. But if you podcast that shit, somebody can go back and listen to it. And then you can go off the podcast numbers. How many people have listened to it or downloaded or whatever the fucking term is. But anyway, that's why I digress. But I'm still an Angels fan. I like it. Talking about radio, you know. It's fun. And it's fun to get on if you can call in. And he takes phone calls. Roger Lodge takes phone calls. And I remember he does a lot of Halo Honk Nights. So he'll give away tickets. He'll click up with 714 tickets or wherever the sponsor is. And he'll get decent tickets, man. You'll get family 4-packs, family 6-packs. If you can probably add on tickets, you just got to ask. Nothing too outrageous. And you just got to call in. And this motherfucker be giving tickets out left and right, you know. But when he announces, so it's cool, man. He's all, you know, and he's there with the fans all the time. He'll take pictures and stuff, so it's all good. But yeah, man, I just wanted to talk about how I feel about these damn sports radio stations, man. All playing the same damn fucking show. That shit's whack, man, because I want different perspective or if, like, if I don't like them, like, I don't want to listen to them. Like, they used to have, like, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. And then they got rid of Zubin and put Max Kellerman. So it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I don't know if J. Will's still on there. But Keyshawn Johnson, man, I don't know, man. I mean, I respect the guy because he played football. He's a Super Bowl. I respect him as an athlete. There you go. Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl winning player with the Bucks. Came out of USC. You know what I mean? But, man, that fool said some shit that pissed me off when I was listening to it. This motherfucker said he couldn't tell who Mike Trout was. And I get it. A lot of people don't. If you're not an Angel fan like me, you don't know what Mike Trout looks like. And I get it. Mike Trout kind of looks like an average white guy. But he looks a little different. There's distinct things about him and all that. And I don't know, man. This Sunday rubbed me the wrong way because it was talking about something. And he said he didn't even know who Mike Trout is and all that. And I was like, motherfucker. don't know, man. This fool says some shit about the Angels or about Mike Trout that just kind of pissed me off. So that's when I just, man, I ain't gonna listen to this motherfucker no more at all. You know, and he's cool. He got that mouth, and he's cool and all that. And I get his perspective. But nah, I just can't. I don't really listen to that show, man. I'll listen to it here and there, depending on what they're talking about. But I don't mind listening to Bart and Horn and Bart and Han. You know, Bart Scott. You know, he was all right. I remember him from his CBS radio days when he used to be on DA, the mothership, beat me up. You know, DA still doing his thing on CBS Sports Radio nationally. So I remember him. But anyway, man, that's my thing about the sports radio locally sometimes, man. I'm Orange County, California, so we're lucky because we got the San Diego station, but I don't even think they have any local shit on there yet. I haven't checked yet because I've been listening to podcasts now most of the time in my life. But when I did check, it's all fucking ESPN shows, national shows. Then we have AM 830, we have ESPN 710, and then we also have AM 570. Fox Sports Radio. And Fox Sports Radio, like I said, you know, Dan Patrick, motherfucking, Fred Rogan, man. They got a motherfucking name, Fred Rogan. Okay, I have to go back. I'm not done with this. Next segment, I'll talk about Fred Rogan's ass, all right? Motherfucker, I don't know why they put his ass on radio. That's the way I feel. But, you know, sorry. Hey, what's up? We're back. Like I was saying, Who was I talking about? Oh, Fred Rogan. Yeah, Fred Rogan. Fred Rogan. If you don't know who Fred Rogan is, he's a... I don't know how famous he is in the whole universe of, like, sportscasters or news broadcast people. But how I know who Fred Rogan is, he does news. He did the news, like, a sports guy, sports anchor. For the news. That's how I know him. Okay. I know he may have started doing the news. I think out here he does Channel 4, which is NBC, I believe. I think it's NBC. Not sure. And then he has, Rogan's Heroes or Fred Rogan's Heroes. He has a little show with Petros Papadakis. He's cool, though. I like Petros. He's a funny motherfucker. You know what I mean? But Fred Rogan, man, I just don't like that guy, man. Like, he's boring, like, to listen to. Like, he can stick to TV, do your TV thing, but that's just my opinion. See, this is my opinion. And the reason why I brought Fred Rogan up is because I remember the CBS Sports Radio had an actual affiliate out here in Orange County, LA County area. It was the Beast 980. The Beast 980 AM. It only lasted, it probably didn't even last a year. I could be wrong, but it's called the Beast 980 AM. I think it came out back in like 2013 or 14, I want to say, or 15, one of the two. But I think maybe 14, because like I said, I think it didn't even last a year, as far as I know. And I think he was one of the main guys on it, like man of the main, like, the lineup. I think he was doing the afternoon or morning, I forget. But, like, to me, man, he was boring on the radio. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion about him. Like I say, he's a talented broadcaster, like, TV guy. But just hearing him on the radio, boring. But now, the Beast 980 failed. And they, you know, I don't know if it was because the local lineup wasn't great or it was trying to go up against, you know, Fox Radio, which is impossible, you know, because the whole LA, they have LA County on lock. Orange County people probably listen to the Fox Sports Radio and then ESPN, you know what I mean? So it's hard. It's hard to try to market yourself again as a third team. And I think they carried shitty teams too, like they're going to be the home of the Clippers, I think. And like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I gotta get like Fox Sports Radio, AM 570 is the home of the Clippers, but you know, whatever, you know. But anyway, so Fred Rogan, I wasn't feeling him, man. I was like, man, this fool. And now to this day, I think he has a spot. It's Rogan and Pete, I believe, or some shit like that. He has a fucking radio spot still, And I get it. Maybe he knows connections, or maybe he does a decent job. I know. I'm just not feeling Fred Rogen, man. That might be an unpopular opinion. Some people might like him. I don't care for Fred Rogen as a radio personality. You know what I mean? Like, talking sports and all that. I don't know. It's just something about him. You know what I mean? Older guy, motherfucker, anyway. But that's a funny thing, man. And sports, newscasting, too, man. If you old, you can stay in the fucking... If you're a guy, you can stay in the business as long as you want. Some of these motherfuckers are old as fuck. They're looking funny. And I'm not trying to discriminate, but I, you know, I'm just going to bring it up because I'm going to say it. You know, some of these women anchors get a little older. You know what I mean? They get the hook, you know? Or they get less camera time. But some of these older vatos, man, some of these older guys, they still on the motherfucking camera like all day. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. You can tell the motherfuckers getting old, but I guess men, how they say, men grace, age of grace, I guess, more often than women. Whatever, dog. You know what I mean? But, like, come on. But anyway. But, yeah, the reason why I brought up Fred Rogen, because I just didn't like him as a radio thing. And I thought, and so I go back to just talking about radio, podcasting, and all that. But yeah, what I thought, you thought I was gonna be all hating on that motherfucker. Like I said, like, I don't care, like, what bridge am I gonna burn? You know what I mean? Like I said, I love doing the podcast thing, but like I said, I only do it once a month now. I only record one episode a month because, I might go back to recording random episodes like I normally do, like, if I'm on my way to work. Again, it's all about multitasking for me. I can't, like, sometimes I can't sit. Right now I'm on my lunch break, so I'm focusing on doing this podcast, but again, I'm multitasking. I'm fitting it into my life instead of fitting my life into the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, instead of making this is time to do the podcast. No, let's do the podcast when I have time. I don't know. Like, again, I'm so obsessed with that. Like, how the things get done and all that. It's just weird, I guess you would say. But, yeah, I wanted to bring that up because that's the way I feel about it. That Fred Rogen, I don't know, it just wasn't a good radio guy for me, but I think he's still on the radio, so obviously I'm wrong. And how I got into, like, talking, like, how I got into sports radio, I remember, first off, I remember my dad listening to the Laker games because Chick Hearn was on the call, so my dad would sometimes he would do the whole thing. He'll watch it on TV, turn the TV broadcast down, and have Chick Hearn and the radio broadcast play. So that's how I was exposed to sports radio. Then I remember the first time I actually called into a sports radio show. Again, I think it was ESPN. I don't remember the station number. I don't know if it could have been 710 ESPN or it could have been AM 830. I'm not sure. I remember I called in, and I forget what show I called into. I know it was an afternoon show. It was like after 3 p.m. because it was after this one. I was like, I want to say eighth grade, maybe. Eighth grade is when I called when I called into a radio show, a sports radio show. I called in because they're talking about, this fool's name is Quincy Carter, right? The black African American, the black quarterback, African American quarterback who played for the Dallas Cowboys, Quincy Carter, right? Or Quincy Jones? Not Quincy Jones. I think it was Quincy Carter. Wow. And then I believe that Von Wattel who took the Patriots to the Super Bowl but lost against the Packers. Not Bill Belichick. Fuck this motherfucker's name. God damn, I can't really use that last damn name. Bill Parcells, my bad. Bill Parcells was the head coach, and Quincy Carter was the quarterback. And I guess there was a controversy. I guess he had some dirty tests or he was doing cocaine. I forget what happened, but they were talking about, do you, like, you know, kind of not spreading the conspiracy theory, but what do you think it's fair for Quincy Carter to lose his starting position, or do you think it was kind of set up? And I forget. I called in. I remember I even recorded on a fucking tape. Because that was my very first time calling into, like, a sports radio show. And I believe I said that, I forget what my take was on it. I think I said that, you know, Bill Parcells didn't care. Because I think Drew Bledsoe was the backup at that time. Quincy Carter was the starter. Drew Bledsoe was the backup. or something like that. And I said something where, to the extent where, like, I think Bill Parcells didn't really care because he wants Drew Bledsoe anyway because that's his guy. You know, he had him in New England and all that or some shit like that. But that's what I remember, man. It was Quincy Carter. Look at him. That shit was old. That's how long ago it was. So that's my very first time calling to a sports radio show. But I remember after that, I kind of like wasn't like as big into sports radio as I became. I want to say at least 19. Oh, 18 or 19. I remember taking a shower. And I had one of those cheap little radios. You know, the little cheap little radios that you get, like battery-powered ones, or ones that used to look like little boom boxes, but they were cheap radios. But I had one. I forget where I got it from. So I would always try to listen to something when I'm taking a shower, you know, because I don't want to, you know, at the time I didn't have a cool phone. And I remember I found AM 570 and the Loose Cannons, the Loose Cannon Talk, the Loose Cannons. With the guy who's a Raider fan and I'm feeling you, the sensei guy, the guy on AM 830, I forget his fucking name. They had their own kind of Loose Cannons, and I listened to that, and of course I listened to Jim Rome. I remember that. Oh, Jim Rome. You know, and because of the voice, his voice had a distinct voice. And then I remember Petros and Money still. I remember Petros at least back then. So that's when I started listening to it. And of course, I would listen to the games here and there on it. So sports radio is cool, man. And of course, like, has it changed? Of course, like, there's sports radio still. But like, once WSSP 1250 in Milwaukee canceled its local show lineup, it kind of sucked for me. Because I like I said, I'm a Packers fan. And I like the Milwaukee Brewers. Shout out to Tim Allen and the Milwaukee Brewers post-game show. I don't even know if that show is still going on. Because I know I got moved to ESPN, the game in Milwaukee. But I don't think they podcast it, man. And that's how I listen to my podcast. I listen to a podcast. And so I think a lot of radio stations, long story short, a lot of radio stations are doing a disservice to their fans if they don't podcast or shit. And I get it, like royalty wise, I guess a lot of places don't get paid no royalties off like streams and stuff unless it's like written in a contract or something. So I get why some actresses or actors or whoever don't want to just be paid by the job, you know. They want to be paid at least by the hour, you know, like, or have a decent salary, not just get this stipend of like, here you go, here's $5,000. And that might be bad, but it might be good, it might be bad, but remember, that's $5,000 that's supposed to last you throughout the whole movie if it's a stipend or something. So it just depends what you are trying to accomplish and all that, but at least try putting on different makeup and different styles before it gets too permanent. You know, you don't want to kill each other or lost my chance. Hey, what's up, y'all? We are back. Hey, what do you think, man? Like I said, I'm going to try to get this episode out before the end of September. And we are at September 29th. I think it's only 30 days in September, right? Or I might be wrong. Anyway, I told you, man. I love it. Thank y'all for listening again. Once again, I'm going to reiterate it. I know it's segment 3. Guess what happened in segment 2, y'all? I was talking. I was on my 1-hour lunch break at my overnight security job. So I was trying to, you know, talk. And I was talking. I was going good. And then next thing you know, it hit me, man. This little sleeping bug hit me. So I started kind of dozing off while I was talking. And I realized I was like completely like, you know, when you're talking to somebody and they're kind of like all over the place subject wise. All I remember is like my eyes closing and then opening. And then I was talking about something that had nothing to do with what I was talking about. And all I remember was, yeah, we made that decision so there will be less conflict or some shit. And then that's when I realized, look, man, I got 30 minutes left. I better take a nap. So I let the recording go. It was about 27 minutes of dead time after that. And so I'll put it in segment number two. I'll put it in there. And but I'm going to edit it out, of course. I'm going to edit the last part out. You'll probably get to know when I was going all over the place. Hopefully, I'll listen to it before I put it in, you know. But yeah, man, it happens to me, man. But that's what happens, you know. When, again, you keep trying to do all this extra stuff. You know, keep trying to add all this or, like, you know, multitask. Multitasking is cool. But, again, sometimes I need to do what podcasters really do is just sit down and record a session. Don't try to fucking include this in everyday life. But to me now, since I moved, I live like almost an hour away from my job. And the only reason why I still work there is because the pay is decent and the work is easy. And it's overnight, so it fits my schedule to a point, you know. But we'll see what happens, you know, because after a while, I mean, it does. The only annoying part, waste my gas a lot, you know, like 2 trips, 2 days, and almost, that's at least 200 miles. You know what I mean? Because it's about 50 miles away. But I'm not going to complain. I do get paid decent money there. But, you know, if I find something closer, I might leave. But who knows? But anyway, but yeah. So that's why I stick around. And I tell myself, man, it's a waste of time. You know what I mean? Not a waste of time. I do love listening to podcasts. So I do listen to other podcasts or other episodes and stuff like that. Of other podcasts and stuff like that. So I don't mind. I try to use most of the time wisely. And then sometimes I do notice too, like if I'm driving home and, you know, I've been up all night and it kind of hits me a little bit, so I want to stay safe. So sometimes I notice if I try to do my podcast and like talk, I kind of make myself sleepy. That's a bad thing, I know, right? It's like, motherfucker, why are you telling people this? They're going to be like, yeah, your voice is annoying and it makes me sleep, so I'm not listening to your shit no more. You know what I mean? But it happens to me sometimes, so I get it. But then there's other days that if I'm doing this, talking while driving, it keeps me up. It helps me, like, stay focused and do my thing, you know? So it's like a double-edged sword, I guess, to a point. But yeah, but that's what happened to segment two. Kind of dozed off, and I was like, fuck, I gotta get some rest a little bit, you know? The hour lunch is not bad to get some rest. I don't mind it, you know. But sometimes I wish there was no hour lunch so then I can get off at 7 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. But it is what it is, man. You know, I can't complain. The work is not that crazy, not that hard. You know, so it is what it is. And the pay is decent for what you're doing. So, but back to what I was talking about it. I like radio stations and radio hosts and like how I didn't like Fred Rogan, really. I thought he was boring. He does his thing on TV, you know, he's a sports anchor guy, and, you know, he does his thing on TV, which I don't mind, I don't care, like, he don't bother me, but, like, just on radio, man, and I think he still, to this day, has a radio spot on Fox Sports Radio. I think it's Rogan and Pete, I think, Rodney Pete, I think the USC quarterback, and I think he played in the NFL. Yeah, him and him, they have a radio show together. On Fox Sports Radio, I believe, still. But yeah, so that's what I was saying. So I wanted to bring up, too, at the end, talking about, like, radio stations and, like, you know, how I got into AM, like, listening to sports radio and stuff like that. I wanted to bring up that, man, like, it's crazy that, like, is the podcast killing radio? I don't think it's killing, like, live radio, because I think live radio, how would I say, live radio, that's actually a job, a career to do. You know, you might not be like a have your own show, but you could be a producer, an executive producer of a show. You can be a DJ. You know what I mean? So, like, you're not the host, but you're just the DJ. So it's DJ Vincent on the ones and twos, getting you home on your morning drive, or getting you home, my bad, getting you home on your evening drive, or whatever, traffic jam drive, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? So, like, I think, but we look at it, how the podcast's blown up is because people have figured out how easy it is to do it. And I think I emphasize this like in many episodes, like, just fucking do it. Record your fucking little talk show. Record your YouTube show. Record your Facebook live show. Record your Instagram live show. Record your Snapchat live show, your TikTok live show. Fuck, there's even apps called like Live Me and Meet Me that you basically just broadcast yourself. Record that shit. Why not? And then post it. The only thing I would say, if you're tired of like, because I know some people on TikTok are complaining that some of their stuff gets censored or they can't use certain words. Like, you know, you can't mention certain people's names. Like, I guess like Hitler, you know. A lot of people don't mention his name no more because I guess they can get flagged for, like, you know, even if it's educational. Like, you were saying, well, Hitler rose to power in 1944 and you even show images of him. I think sometimes that they'll flag it. So that means that they won't let people watch it or they'll take it down completely, I guess. You know what I mean? How the algorithm works and all that. And you know, copyright infringements and copyright shit. Like, if you don't want that to happen, though, the best thing to do, and then you got to make sure, like, you don't get in trouble either, like, you can use music on your own show, is just to fucking make your own website. Make your own website. Don't use, you know what I mean? You can probably use OnlyFans, because OnlyFans, you know, you can make free. You can, OnlyFans, you don't have to charge. And it's not always about sexual content on there either. You can just be a content creator or Patreon. Patreon is almost the same thing as OnlyFans, but I guess it's more not as sexually innuendo to it, you know what I mean? But you can do that, and I think, you know, if you want to use another service, but if you want to be free from anybody's terms, conditions, and shit like that, you got to make your own website, upload whatever the fuck you want on that website. You know, that's the thing. That's the ultimate thing, because I noticed that too, like, oh, Instagram, some fools be complaining that Instagram doesn't want to promote their stuff, or like, you know, if it's certain, like, you know, there's this Chicano, there's this, like, this guy who makes cartoons, and it's more like Mexican American Chicano targeted, like, you know what I mean, he makes fun, he like draw characters of like people, like it's funny, man. It's just like it's almost like Beavis and Butthead meets the Vario, meets Chicano, you know. So he has these characters and stuff like that. And I guess recently he posted that the algorithm sometimes doesn't let his shit get seen, you know, by millions of people, unless they're really interested in that, you know? So I think, yeah, that's not fair, because then how the algorithm works, they'll just show you things that you might slightly be interested in, and then since you're slightly interested in it, I guess, like, you might watch that or you might like it. But as soon as you watch it, the view's already there, you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter. Like, as soon as the thing gets a view, you watched it. So there you go. But yeah, that's my thing. Just do it. And how easy it is to record your thoughts and record what you got to say. I think the action of doing a podcast or a YouTube channel, like, now it's mixed. Like I said, these motherfuckers, the podcasts are the new talk shows. And it's mixed now because there's people who record, who do it, who record themselves talking, have other people with them, like, you know, a Zoom call, conference call, and they're all talking, and this shit gets put on YouTube and it's put on a podcast format as well. And that's the cool part. You can make double the interest or double the money, because say you have a podcast that's getting sponsored and you're making money off of that monetized podcast, then you have a YouTube channel and you get the pop, you're popular enough that you become monetized, so then you get the views on there too. You get double income flow, or double money flow. I'm not saying that's a give all, quit your day job. No, I'm saying that's why it's out there. It's prevalent. It can be done, you know. And to me, I always emphasize, like, I got to take it more seriously to a point. Like, I got to tell myself, look, Vincent, you got to do this. You want to be doing this, man? Just do it. But, you know, be a little bit more prepared. Have your notes ready. There's nothing wrong with taking notes, motherfucker. There's nothing wrong with taking ideas from magazines or books that you've read and run with that. So that's why. But going back to the question, like I said, it's the arena of life, baby. We're all over the place. We're in the arena of life, and life is all over the place. You know what I mean? So going back to the question I'd asked, is the podcast killing live radio? And I would say double-edged sword. I'm always going to say it because it's like that. There's going to be people who never return to live radio at all. They love all the podcast content there is, or they will listen to a live radio show in the podcast format. In which I think honestly, guys, if you have a live radio show, I get it. You want the exclusivity of being live and you want them to tune in. You should podcast that shit. And automatically have it available for people who've missed the show or people who want to re-listen. Because if you don't, you're going to lose. You're not going to be able to tap into all the full potential of people out there. Because remember, there's people that maybe work a 9-to-5. And they're on their ride home or ride to work. And that's it. As soon as they get into work, boom, they're not watching. They're not listening to the radio anymore. Maybe they can't listen to the radio. Maybe they work in warehouse manufacturing where they are not allowed to have earbuds in. Or, like, you know, you can't hear shit on the radio because they're in a loud factory or something, you know. And I get it. I've had a desk job before. And you can be up on there and chill and have the internet on and be streaming a live show. So I've done that before. That's how I found WSSP 1250. Because I was looking for Green Bay Packer Talk. WSSP 1250 was located in Milwaukee. I caught on to them. I know there's a Green Bay Packer radio station in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know what I mean? I don't know whether it's affiliated with ESPN or not or whatever. I know that. But the WSSP, I found it, 1250. Chuck and Wicked was the morning show that I first came in contact with. And then there was the Bill Michaels show. And then the Wendy's Big Show. And that was it. Only three shows on that. 2011. I think late August. Or, yeah, August 2011, around that time. So I thought that was cool. You know, I listened to it. And this is a different perspective. Listening to a local radio station talking about your favorite team, but you don't live in that state. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool because this is the way people talk, the way people think. It's a little bit different, you know what I mean? So that's why I don't think it is. I think it might be. But remember, guys, like, some of these places, like for instance, like royalties. I've heard that a lot of times, like, for instance, wrestlers, like WWE, WWF, whatever, they don't get paid any royalties when people stream the old WrestleManias and the old fucking WCW shit. And they don't get paid for streaming numbers. They only got paid for, like, DVD sales and shit like that. And that, to me, is, like, that's a bad thing. It's a double-edged sword again, but that's what I mean. Streaming in general is good because it gets your shit out there. Anybody can listen to you. Then you can get paid. You know what I mean? You don't have to rely on the radio guy to play your shit on the radio. You don't have to go and grease their palms, or you don't have to go and beg for them. You know what I mean? So it's a little different. So that's, like, the whole streaming podcast thing. I like it. Cause it gives. Oh, Maxie. There I go. Yawning. And I haven't even got to work yet. Because it gives people a voice. And it does. But it's your choice what you do with that. If you want to go and make your own reactionary, like, post-game show, go ahead, do it. If you want to make your own political talk show, go ahead, do it. But remember, now, the consequences that come with it. And I think that's why a lot of people, I think there's people out there that have recorded podcast shows and then never uploaded it because some of the shit they said was either too politically charged or too personal or too embarrassing for them to admit. You know what I mean? Because there's always that. There's always people that you're going to get that stigma saying, like, say you talk about, like, your sex life. And you have, like, a weird sex life or whatever. People will judge you on that. Say, hey, this is the guy that likes to tickle his butt. Or tickle his feet. Or lick toes. Or eat underarmpit, the hair, or whatever. Whatever the fuck, you know? You know what I mean? So, but then there's the people like, oh, I don't want to listen to this guy. Or this guy's weird. You know? Or they meet you in person. It's like, man, you don't really look like a weirdo. Like, stuff like that. So, that's what I always say is, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. People who are still doing, like, radio, good, so be it. But I think young people, old people, I think anybody, they still like it. I think podcasts are cool. And I finally listened to a scripted podcast, like, movie or show, I guess. Yeah, I guess they're called shows. But this is scripted. So, you know, it's basically actors acting out the show, but in podcast format. But it's meant for podcasts, so you don't really have to visualize nothing. There's no visualization, you know, needed. Like, if you have a good imagination, that shit can, like, you can see it. But these actors help you with the emotion and the way they talk, the way they're describing things. Like, it's fucking pretty cool. It's called Tomorrow's Monsters. Of course, it was, like, I read in the reviews that, yeah, you know. Like, look, Tomorrow's Monsters was a good movie. I mean, should be a movie. It can be a movie. But yeah, was there little flaws in the writing? Yeah, of course. This motherfucker, this one guy who was looking like to get more information or to get back at the company who did these tests of a drug that makes you stay awake, you know, and more alert and more like functional. I guess his brother later committed suicide. So this guy tried to infiltrate that company. And he had a British accent, but he covered up his British accent as an American accent. And he infiltrated that company, and he said, you know, he doesn't have a brother. He lied to the company's CEO, saying that his mom has dementia just like his dad did, and stuff like that. And I get it. Like, there's a flaw in that writing. Like, if it's a big fucking tech company, of course they're going to vet people that they're going to hire. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to get background checks and make sure everything this guy is saying checks out. So yeah, I get it. So that was in the review. Some people said, oh, this is a stupid show. This is so dumb. A tech company will vet people. They won't let our big pharmaceutical tech fucking company is not going to just let anybody just do whatever they want. You know what I mean? So it was funny to me. Like, in my head, I started laughing. It's like, it's true, you know? But, I wasn't going to say this. I still like the show. My bad. There's a big old pause right there. I was looking at a freeway sign. Because over here in California, there's a freeway called the 91. Orange County, California. The 91 freeway connects Orange County to the Inland Empire. Like, going towards the east or going towards Las Vegas. You can take the 91 to the 15 if you want. But yeah, it connects it and all that. And I was just reading that they're actually going to close this freeway tomorrow at 10 p.m. They're going to close it all the way until Monday, the 5th, or whatever the fuck Monday is. Excuse me, guys. My bad. And so I was just reading that sign real quick. But yeah. It's a major artery, you know, like, it's one of these, like, freeways that's fucking, it's always fucking traffic on it, you know, almost of the time, like, the whole typical 9-to-5ers, 10-to-7ers, like, it's traffic always on this motherfucking freeway, during the traffic times. But, anyway, getting back to it, the fuck was I talking about? Yeah, I was talking about that. Oh, yeah, Tomorrow's Monsters. My bad, guys. It still goes with the whole podcast thing, you know. Damn. Throat gets dry, too. The whole podcast thing. Tomorrow's Monsters, I liked it. And it tripped me out. And now I want to do a whole podcast episode on just talking about Tomorrow's Monster. But it tripped me out of how everything went down in that show. And then some people are upset because they're looking for season 2, but season 2 never came out. I guess, I don't know if it got bad reviews, didn't get enough reviews, because this whole podcast world is crazy, because it's basically content given to you for free. You know what I mean? There's so much podcast shit out there. Like, you can look up, like, if you're into sports, you can just fucking look up for a sports team. You're into fucking video games, there's tons of video game podcasts talking about specific video games. Just one type of video game. Different types of video games, like what's going on, the current events of video games, just behind the scenes of video games, or retro video games. You know what I mean? It's all out there, man. It trips me out that all this shit's out there, you know. So it's all free. So I think what happens It all depends on how popular you are, of course. Your streaming numbers. Like, if you're a new show, how many people download it or click on it to listen? You know? So, it just depends, man. Like, how they judge a measuring stick on that. And to me, hey, if you're making money off a podcast, you good, man. You good. Like, you're making money. And I get it. It does seem... That's the thing. Like, with live radio, working for a radio station or a company or a corporate company that owns that radio station, you have reassurance that you're going to get paid. These podcasters and shit, unless they have paid sponsorships already lined up, when you start off at the bat, you don't got shit. You don't got no paid sponsorships if you're a normal person. I'm not saying, like, that's why I think a lot of these, like I said, I brought it up before, and I'm sorry if it's a broken record. A lot of these, damn, I need to drink the water. My bad, guys. Hold up. That's better. A lot of these guys, or girls too, guys, girls, whatever, people who've done other things, like ex-wrestlers have podcasts. Shout out to Kevin Nash and the Click This Podcast. I like listening to Kevin Nash, man. NWO for life. You know who Kevin Nash is? He was Big Diesel, WWF. Kevin Nash, Big Sexy Kevin Nash, NWO, WCW, 96. And then he was in TNA for a little bit back in the day, you know, when all the older cats went to TNA and shit. But, you know, to me, he's a cool guy. And then his personality shows up. He's kind of like a sarcastic, smart-ass guy. I don't know. He seems like I'll be cool with him. I'll be friends with this motherfucker. You know what I mean? But who knows? He's older. He's like 63 years old. But yeah, Click This Podcast. So I listen to it because I liked Kevin Nash. I was an NWO fan. You know, so I listen to it. So that's what they do. So a lot of rappers have some of these. Up-and-coming rappers have podcasts. Comedians. You know, comedians who've been on the grind. Up-and-coming comedians. Comedians left in, like, you know, they're, you know, semi-star comedians have these. Ex-politicians have these. Ex-DJs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's all because then it can bring people to that. Like, if you're famous, like, ex-athletes have podcasts because they can bring people. Their fans will at least try it out. There's some motherfucking fanatics that will fucking listen to every fucking episode and support it just because it's you doing it. You know, them doing it, like the guy that they like. So to me, it's like, that's why people do this. And there's money to making it, you know. And it's cool if you want to speak your mind and talk about whatever. You know, sports, talk about, you know, the hood, or talk about the streets, or talk about where you came from. You know, shine light and give the flowers, give praise to certain people you believe or you think should be praised. Shine light on the neighborhood that you came from, the high school, you know, whatever subject matter you want to talk about, you can do it. And that's the thing, podcasts don't really have rules. And that's the thing I think why people like it too, is you can talk about anything. You can, you know, you can bring to light what you want to bring to light. The only thing I think you shouldn't do is, of course, like, libel or slander people, whatever the fuck the law is. Because eventually, if you do become popular, or somebody is just looking for, like, they have lawyers or law people just looking for, you know, slander on the internet, or, you know, they will come after you and call you a cease and desist. Or then if you're popular and you start slandering, you're saying shit that's not true without using the proper terms, like allegedly or some shit, you can get in trouble for that. But, you know, I mean, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Book reviews, movie reviews, music reviews, video game reviews, sports, you know, takes on shit. So that's the glory about the podcasting. And I think just the problem is some people just don't want to do it, or people have recorded a podcast and just never uploaded it. You know, never did. Because I remember I was going to do a podcast, like I said, going back to my very first episode of what I thought I was going to do a podcast. Back in like 2015? Yeah, 2015, I think. Yeah. Or 14, I forget when. I was actually going to do a podcast. I recorded one, and I was talking about social media and everything, and I never posted that shit. So, you know, I'm going to post it to SoundCloud. So it's cool, man. Like, it's just all about producing, not only making the content, but follow through with it. You know what I mean by that? By follow through with it, it means that you're going to post it or not. And I get it. You can always, like, you know, You can always let your family listen to it first before you put it, like, in a post, like a platform. And I get it. Sometimes it was confusing at first, too, like, how to get it out there. Like, how to put it on Google and Apple and Spotify. But now there's apps. I use Anchor. But I think there's other apps out there, too, now that will do it for you. They'll get your RSS code or whatever the fuck it's called. And then they'll be able to post it to other podcast-carrying websites or apps. So people who are on that, who use that podcast website or app, can see your podcast, you know, and say, oh, let me click on this and let's listen to it, you know. So, you know, it's all relative. It's all like how you going to do it. But that's what I would say. Just go about and just do it. That's the whole thing. You want results, you got to get the results. You got to put in the work to a point. But, yeah. So that's why I don't think it kills live radio. I think live radio will still stay alive, because what live radio will do is put their shows in podcast format afterwards. That means, like, literally, like, basically doing their live show and then putting it on their website saying, here, if you missed the show, there you go. And that's, then you're good. I think you should do that. And I get it. Some people say, oh, no, I don't want to lose listeners, because then they'll just know they can listen to the show later. I get that. But if they're loyal listen to it, you know what I mean, some people are like that. They like that podcast format because it fits their life, you know. But it is what it is. Like I said, people look at it both ways. Some will look at it and say, nah, don't listen to that shit, don't podcast it, because then people won't listen, you know. They won't listen. They won't say, oh, you know, they'll just tune in, they'll just check the podcast later. There's some people who are way behind, like me. I was way behind sometimes listening to podcasts, listening to live shows that were podcasted. Sometimes I'll be like a week behind because I want to listen to everything. So it just depends how you consume it, how it's getting consumed. And I guess the numbers too. Like, oh, the numbers are good. Let's keep doing that. Because it's still going to bring, you can still put sponsorships on those. So you can sell. Because what live radio is about, sponsorship selling and shit, right? Like, getting a sponsorship to sponsor a segment of a show or an hour of the show, or, you know what I mean? I don't know how it works, but I just like, after listening to sports radio talk a long time, it just seems like how much sponsorships you can get and then how often you can play it. Because there can be an hour show, but 20 minutes of it is all ads. It's not all at once, of course, because that would be boring. And you know, you got to give the fucking radio host a break too, you know? So that's why you have like those segments, like 10 minute segments, 15 minute segments, and then after that you go boom, let's play the segments. You know, all the radio people gotta play bills. That's what they mean by that, because now they're gonna hear the commercials, like, you know, UEI College, fucking the General Insurance, fucking, you know, lawyers doing their, you know, lawyer fucking Larry H. Parker, fucking Jacobian Myers. Better, you know, fucking car dealerships. And then of course they have the radio personalities do their own little skit on it. As long as they mention certain words have to be mentioned, certain, the name of the fucking company has to be mentioned certain many times and all that. So these are just things that you just figure out over and over, you know. So that's pretty cool. Or they call them reads or some shit. So yeah, so live radio is always gonna be, and then podcasts are gonna do the same thing. There's podcasts that have sponsorships already. So then they sponsor saying, well, this segment of the show is brought to you by 7-Up. Make 7-Up yours, you know? Or this product was brought to you by Burger King. BK for you. Have it your way, you know? Or this segment of the broadcast, or this segment is brought to you by 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. You know, whatever. So that's the way it works. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's cool. You just know that that's the way it's going to work. And then that's how money's made. That's why. So it's like advertising. So, and then, so it is what it is. Usually I think the advertisers play a certain amount of money. And then their shit's on for a certain amount of time or a certain amount of months or whatever. I don't know how it works. But it's cool though. I still, you know, that's the way. And I don't think live radio is going to die. I think, of course, it's going to lose certain people. Just like when satellite radio came out. I remember when satellite radio came out. XM and Sirius, you know, they were going at it. they would never, you know, there would be the competition to amongst each other. And satellite radio was cool, but to me it was just like, that's cool, like commercial free to a point. And like, you know, you can say bad words on there depending what levels, you know. And then Howard Stern went to satellite radio, so of course everybody who followed Howard Stern went over there, because, you know, Howard Stern would be borderline crazy sometimes, or he would probably get FCC violations here and there talking about certain things. So, you know, that's why some people like that. But, you know, I think some, the people who listen to satellite radio, again, it's a service that has to be paid for. So I'm like, yeah, it's all good. I've listened to it. I remember when Walmart was trying to sell it, so they would have a sample. So I've listened. The only thing I would listen to is Major League Baseball games. So I remember when Barry Bonds was going for the home run record, for his, the career one, not the record of a single season one. He broke that back in, like, when I was, like, in 8th grade or 9th grade, I forget. Yeah, when he hit 73 home runs in a single season. When he was going for the career home runs, it was going to break Hank Aaron's record. I remember listening to the radio. And following him, like following his career on the satellite radio, or listening to the Giants. Or I could be wrong, because I think he retired in 2016. Did he retire at 16? Yeah, I don't remember. Fuck. But I just remember using the XM radio to listen to the Giants games and shit. The Major League Baseball had like a thing for him. But yeah. Then there's HD radio as well, where there's more channels that are a little bit more clearer. It's almost like, you know, when the TVs went to digital format, like when they got rid of the whole, like they had to get a digital tuner box and all that. And then you finally got all these channels, like instead of Fox 11, because over here on the West Coast in LA, at Orange County, there's Fox 11. Channel 11, that's Fox. Channel 2 is CBS. Channel 4 is NBC. And Channel 7 is ABC. That's what we have over here on the West Coast. And I mean, in around the LA area, Orange County area. And then with the whole digital thing, there was more channels available. Like, there was 11.2, 11.3. And then KEC, like, you know, like the public channels, like where Sesame Street used to come on, there was more channels. There was the, like, 58.2, 58.3, 58.5, 58, you know, and that was cool because there was more content to provide. And like to this day, man, I still don't, like, I was a child growing up, and I remember we didn't have cable all the time, you know, because that shit was expensive to a point. So I remember just watching TV and like just watching Antique Roadshow, watching like educational shit on KECT, you know, KOCE, and like, you know, the public channels, you know. And then even my dad would tell, oh, let's watch this special, let's watch this, you know. And as a child, I remember sometimes we'll watch it together, and sometimes that shit was boring, so I wouldn't want to watch it, you know. So I remember, and then even on the weekends, man, trying to find stuff after morning cartoons was over. And there was college football was on. If not, it wasn't no college football, no college basketball or anything. It was just, you would have to find, and they would put like these random ass shows on these educational set. And to me now, like I told myself, man, if I was a kid now and I didn't have cable and they had all these digital channels now, like for free, I would fucking be just watching all sorts of shit. Because I remember one time, I remember we were channel surfing on a TV and we found KDOC. And KDOC was channel 56, and it was playing, it would play like the A-Team, it would play Nightwolf, it would play Hawaii 5-0, it would play like old TV shows, and me and my brother would love watching that shit. And I remember it was like, hell yeah, we watch it, and we'll watch it before dinner, we'll watch it doing our homework, you know what I mean? It's just a different era, man, and I get it. Now, with all the streaming shit, then the whole bootleg streaming too. You got the Amazon Fire Stick unlocked with all the streaming fucking apps, or all the fucking, you know, the apps that have all the fucking shows ever made in the whole entire fucking world just there for you to watch, you know? All the seasons of like random ass shows. Like, I get it, it's way easier. So that's why, like, as a kid now, or as a person, you have so much entertainment. And it's going back to the music thing too, like to live radio and podcasting. There's so much entertainment. See how I did that right there? Let's go back to podcasting. There's so much entertainment out there, what you find entertainment. And remember, there's educational podcasting out there too. Like, there's people talking about history. There's people talking, just educating you about certain stuff, you know? And all I'd say about that, if you're in the, like, educational podcast, just make sure you, the information you get is correct. Again, because there's people out there that will try to fucking erase history if they could. You know what I mean? Politically wise or religious wise or whatever. There's motherfuckers out there that would try to do that. So just make sure, you know, your educational shit is correct. The information, fact check that shit. You know what I mean? But other than that, man, just enjoy it. And that's why I don't think live radio might lose a couple listeners. Like, maybe, you know, a lot. And it might be a little shift. Because COVID showed us that, too. COVID showed us that if you get a motherfucking guy recording or some type of device that you can record, you can broadcast fucking from anywhere. Of course, you might need a producer to be at the station to produce it or whatever, so I make sure it goes on live. But, you know, it can be done. And so I think that's why the podcast is so popular. The podcasting is so cool because, again, it's just like taking notes. But now, or just having an opinion, but now you can express it and you can put it out to the masses. Almost like that's why social media is so cool, because you can use making my fucking throat talking too goddamn much. Like, social media is so cool because you can express your opinion on there if you like. And there, believe me, there is tons of motherfuckers that love to express how they feel or what they think on social media. Twitter is full of that shit, good and bad. Believe me, I know there's tons of bad on that shit. Facebook, Facebook is full of that shit. Instagram, kind of, but Instagram is more for pictures than videos than for anything. TikTok is full of opinion as well, you know, and then, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat's a little bit more like a mix of TikTok and Instagram. That's the way I feel. But yeah, man, there's so much out there that you can express yourself, and doing a podcast is just another form of expression, unless it's a job that you're getting paid for, but you're just doing podcast format, because that's how the people who like your shit consume your shit, you know what I mean, consume your product, you know, so that's why, you just got to get to know what people like, and just have fun with it, and I get it. Live radio will always have those checks and balances that, hey, can't cuss on live radio, you know. If you do cuss, make sure you have the dump button. Make sure you have a delay just in case there is some stuff you miss or somebody starts talking inappropriately. Make sure you identify your radio station every hour. Make sure you let, if an emergency broadcast does come up, you have to let that come up. You can't let it not take over your broadcast. You know what I mean? All sorts of rules. As for podcasts, it's kind of like, almost like satellite radio to a point. Saying, hey, go ahead, talk about whatever the fuck you want. Just make sure in the descriptions if a place is carrying your podcast saying that, hey, this is not for children or not for, be advised, 18 and older content, you know, whatever. And that's that, you know. Live radio, but then they have like that sex talk or whatever, or with Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or not, like one of those motherfucking doctors, right? You know, the one who did intervention or whatever. Then they have that sex talk in K-Rock. Where people can call in with sex questions and shit like that. See, that came on after night, like late at, like after 9 p.m., like on a Sunday or some shit like that. I forget what day or whatever, you know, like that. That was there, catered for that. See, now they can, if they just, all they had to do now is just podcast that. They can record all that. I guess getting people to call in, that's what made the show even better. Because people who call in with their weird random questions, not weird random, just random questions, that's what added more content. That's what added more fuel to the fire. And I think that's what podcasts do miss out on. I think now some people are trying to open the line. Like the Bart Winkler Show podcast, he has another number now, a Google number, that you can leave voicemails on, and he'll play them on the, while he's recording his show, while he's recording his podcast episode. Or there's numerous times where he'll have that number, ready, and then people will be calling in, And some people who will get caught off guard saying, oh, I was just trying to leave a voice message, but I'll talk. So that, again, it just adds more to the content than just me just talking all night. You know, or you play like, you can play like sound effects or sound like, you know, or segments of sound or cuts, they call it. And then you can go off of that, debate about it, talk about it. Or what do you think about this? You know? So I think live radio is alive and it'll stay alive. And podcasts are just another form of expression, information gathering, information spreading, opinion spreading, and entertainment, you know? And I think it'll last. Again, just like YouTube videos when it first came out, YouTube was there. And then YouTube kind of blew up and got oversaturated because everybody and their mom was trying to have a channel. And then now it's kind of balancing out, you know, it's balancing itself out to YouTube, people who are doing YouTube, other people who are doing TikToks now. TikTok is like the way to go if you want to get that younger demographic. TikToks. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. You know? But YouTube will always be there because YouTube has everything. This motherfucking kids will go on YouTube, youngsters go on YouTube, young adults go on YouTube, teenagers go on YouTube, old people go on YouTube, people my age go on YouTube, 40-year-olds go on YouTube. Everybody goes on YouTube for the most part. Or if they look out how to, like how to change my car battery, or how to change a tire, or how to fix my sink, or whatever, what does it do? And usually in a search engine, because especially Google, who owns YouTube, Google does, will send you a link to a YouTube channel as well, so you can check it out, you know? So, same like podcasts I think are cool forms of entertainment, but again, if you're not into it, you don't need to listen. You don't want to consume it like that. You don't need to. And I completely understand that. So that's why car radios will always still exist. And I think the AM FM dial will always exist. You know, of course, if it gets saturated by corporation and like, or like religious crazy stuff, then again, some people might turn it off and never want to listen to it again because it gets boring, or like they just get tired of the message. But you know, if you just play music, people will always want to listen to music. You know what I mean? Because what music is kind of like a, almost like, unless you're deaf, you know, that sucks. Some people were born deaf, so they can never hear music. Some people knew what music was, and then they were deaf. So it's like a mixed bag, you know. But yeah, man, I think the podcast will still last. And no, live radio is not dead. It might be dying to a point. It's not the same live radio as your dad's live radio, of course. But, or my live radio, you know, like I grew up, I was 10 years old in 98. So I was an 88 baby, born in 88, I was 10 in 98. So I kind of went through the whole Y2K, you know, and the whole early 2000s growing up as an adolescent. You know, I still like the gangster shit rap, like the 90s rap, the early 90s rap, Tupac, Death Row Records, Julio R.I.P., man. Now he's on the Fantastic Voyage, man, to pair to that gangster's paradise, man. You know what I mean? R.I.P. Coolio, man. Great fucking music. Great lyricist, I think. Great rapper. And Coolio was cool, man. I'll make a fucking podcast episode about Coolio, too. Next episode, man. I'll talk about that motherfucker, too. You know, all the other shit. Died too young, man. Not even 60 years old, man. Not even 60. But I think you at least reach 50 years old. You know? You got to hit 25. You're an OG. And then 50, that means you lived, you know, at least half a century. You know what I mean? But still, way too young to pass away. So I kind of like in that middle. And then early 2000s music, I don't mind it, but I don't remember all of it. Because like I said, I was stuck listening to like Tupac and 90s music still. R&B, you know what I mean? Because I didn't like a lot of the new shit. I didn't like a lot of that shit, man. I thought that shit was kind of whack. Like, I don't really like 50 Cent. Oh, in the club, bullshit. I didn't like 50 Cent. You know what I mean? I didn't like The Game. I didn't like, I didn't like a lot of that shit. But that shit was popping in the early 2000s, you know? But I think live radio will still exist. You'll have the live radio personalities, of course, like Big Boy over here in LA. And the West Coast Big Boy, you know, over there on the East Coast. What they have, like, fucking, the Breakfast Club, that radio show. And, like, you know, And, you know, remember when a fucking Daniel, they'll go away. They'll eventually be irrelevant. But I think the radio hosts that we grew up at, like people my age grew up at over here, as long as they can adapt to the newer times, they'll have a following. Because like K-Day, 95, it's 93.5 K-Day, Redondo Beach, California. K-Day is a station that used to play rap. It used to be a station back in the day. Then it disappeared. And then it came back when I was like in high school. Yeah, I believe it came back when I was in high school. And I remember it. Because you know when a radio station first comes out, like an FM radio station, when it first comes out, they just play nothing but music. Nothing but music. They just play music forever. Like the music that they're going to play, they just keep playing like a whole fucking hour of music. And then maybe 20 minutes commercial. If not, just music. And then they'll mention the fucking, the call numbers of the fucking radio station, what it is. And then eventually they'll have their hosts and their DJs talk and all that. And K-Day was playing all these fucking cool ass jams, you know what I mean? And it came back. And the reason why I bring that up, because K-Day's around still, and then sometimes they bring people that were on other stations back when I was growing up, like other hip-hop rap stations that used to have their own shows or their own hourly shows or segments and shit. And now they're on there, and like you remember them, you know what I mean? And you'll follow that. So you got to stay relevant to a point. Like, unless you're like a superstar, like real superstar, you have that it factor where it's like, yeah, you can come and go. You know, you can come and go. And that's cool too. But yeah, man, I almost at my destination. Hopefully it didn't saturate it with fucking long ass, boring ass talk about podcasts and media and all that shit I talk about all the time. But that's just my take on certain things. R.I.P. Coolio, man, he did pass away. Gangsta's Paradise, Fantastic Voyage. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your woman on the floor. You gotta get up and get down. Gotta get up and get down. So that's cool, man. Coolio was a cool guy, man. I mean, I don't know him personally, but his music was cool. I enjoyed his music, you know. So that's it, man. Destination is here. Late like always, because the freeways are all fucked up. But hey, it is what it is. And tomorrow, can't be late tomorrow, though. Because tomorrow, they already had the sign said, freeway is going to be closed at 10 p.m. So, we got to get here on time. But anyway, man, until next time, hopefully y'all enjoyed this podcast. Again, thank you for listening. Check out my YouTube channel. It's Arena Vincent on YouTube. Arena Vincent on YouTube. All one word, all capital letters. And until next time, y'all. And as always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. If you're a homie, Arena Vincent. Peace. Oops.